You're a successful business owner or entrepreneur. You love it, but it consumes your entire day and sometimes your entire night.
This is the Seven Figure Builder Show.
It's a backstage pass to the minds of those who've already cracked the code.
Welcome to the Seven Figure Builder Show. And now your host, Julie Baranek.
Welcome back. This is Julie Baranek with the Seven Figure Builder Show. And I'm here today with my friend, Julie DeLuca Collins. Hey, Julie.
Hi, Julie. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Today's the Julie Show. So
yes, it is. Yeah. Julie Square. I love it.
I think that'll be the title. I kind of dig that.
Yes, I do too.
So you're a business strategy mastermind. You help people with podcast production. Like, there's so much we're going to dig into today. But can you tell us a bit about what you do with your business?
Sure. You know, my initial intention when I left corporate was to help women build leadership skills and continue to grow confidently as individuals in the corporate arena. When I was growing through corporate in the corporate world, I found that the higher up I got through the ranks, there weren't a lot of women. And I thought, what is going on? We need more women in high places. And I still do some executive coaching now, but really the predominant thing that I do is individuals. When I launched my business and I was able to not only reach a level in which I replaced my corporate salary, individuals started to come to me. It's like, what did you do? How did you do this? And business strategy comes very easily to me. Mm-hmm. Unlike a lot of people, one of the things that I was trained while I was working in corporate America is I can do business development and I can also do operations very easily. And they come, you know, it comes together for me. I teach women how to be able to have the right strategy, but also create the right action daily to implement so that they can create the consistent action, the consistent income, and really be able to not do it in a way in which they're burning the candle, because most entrepreneurs leave their whatever first chapter is to go in and create more freedom, more flexibility, but end up working 24/7. And I don't want entrepreneurs to do that. I want them to have that freedom and flexibility through having a really good action plan that they can implement. I also have a podcast and I have grown tremendously just from the power of podcasting. And I would have not been able to do that had it not been for my husband. And he is the tech production person, producer of the show. And by just organic growth, as I was coaching individuals, we started to help them create a podcast, grow their podcast, and how to utilize that in order to support their business and grow their brand.
I love that. And there's so many things to dig in there. Of course, I'm a big fan of podcasting because we're here.
Yes, I love it.
But we'll start with the business strategy. And, you know, so often I think we have this lofty goal in mind and what we're trying to accomplish, but we have a hard time connecting the dots. So What is it that you see as the gap there, like that people are missing?
You know, number one, and this is very simple. I think that we create these goals in our brain, but until you actually put it down on paper and start to identify, okay, what are the actionable things that get me there? You're not going to be able to implement. And what ends up happening is that you start your week, you're like, oh yeah, I got to do this. But then you end up getting sidetracked. There's so many different things vying for our attention online that you may have a goal of maybe bringing in 5 clients during the next 3 months. And yet you started to build out a course. You started to go down a rabbit hole because you forgot you needed 5 clients. And what is it going to take you to get those 5 clients? So that's number one thing I see with a lot of entrepreneurs. Number two is that maybe you do write it down. Maybe you know what you're supposed to be doing, but they don't set up a consistent day to, one, revisit what their goals are. And number two, evaluate where you are. Having a number to track is important, but really going back and seeing how close you are. And really, it's data that is going to drive your actions. It's not data to punish you for maybe not hitting a goal or not doing the things that you set out to do. It's really recalibration of your actions. So those are the two other things that I see. People don't continue to reconnect with what they want to do, and then they don't measure how far along they are along the way.
Absolutely. And You know, so often when we go down that rabbit hole, it's because we're going to what's comfortable or what's easy mm-hmm. and not outside of our comfort zone. So what do you see with that? And, you know, how much the mindset plays in with it?
So one of the things I didn't say in the beginning, but I am a tiny habits coach. I'm certified in tiny habits, behavior design. And one of the things that I see is that a lot of people are relying on motivation, and we are not always going to feel like doing the thing. We're not always going to be in the right mindset, but really being able to create some tiny goals and then some consistent goals and habits together can move you forward. And on the days that you don't feel motivation, you're going to rely on the automation, right? And that automation then gives you the evidence like, oh, I did it. And then you feel good because we change when we feel good. And then once you start to say, oh, I did it, then you can kind of build a momentum. I'll give you an example. I have a client who has had a heck of a year, and we're only in March. Mm-hmm. A lot of things have happened for this person, and she came to me, I guess, at the end of December, but she didn't really have a lot of automations and habits. And as life has started to happen, it is very easy to wake up in the morning and say, oh, that family member is ill, or this happened, and you're not going to feel like working in your business. And then when you don't work on your business the next day, you're like, oh, I didn't work on it. Then you make yourself feel bad, right? And then the next day comes and you're like, oh, now I'm really far behind. And then you go down the spiral. So that's why it's very important to create those automations. One of the things that we really talk about is, what does your calendar look like? Where can you create that consistent action? Like, for instance, in the morning, what are the things that you do when you first come to your desk? And what are the things that you do after that? And most people tend to think that when you follow a calendar and follow a plan, that you're very rigid. But in the opposite effect is you end up getting a lot of freedom because you know what you're doing. You know what you're supposed to be working on. You know you're not going to be distracted. And if you are, it's easy to come back to know what you're supposed to be doing. So that's a lot of the things that I see as well.
Yeah. And then you're not procrastinating and then beating yourself up all day long because I haven't done that thing that I don't feel like doing.
Yeah. And procrastination happens. It's going to be something that we all do. But as we either have the choice of saying, oh, let me course correct, or continuing to procrastinate and beat ourselves up for that.
Yeah. And you mentioned having strategic measurements in place. Like, what are some easy ones that people can work with, or, you know, that you would recommend?
So here is the thing. You're going to have two types of numbers and two types of metrics in your business. Number one, you're going to have key performance indicator that are lagging numbers, like your revenue goal. That's a lagging number. And it's great to have a revenue goal, but that's not something you necessarily can impact. You can say you can go out and meet with X amount of people, jump into a sales call with X amount of people. Those are leading numbers. Those are the things that you can track. So be really aware. If you have a goal for X amount of income, then what does it take to get there? How many people do you need to speak to? Typically, the rate is a 1-4 close rate in most people. So if you're looking for 3 new clients, then you need to speak to, or at least jump into a sales call with 12 people. If you're going to jump into a sales call with 12 people, what are your lead generations? Where are you finding people? How are you connecting with the people that are coming down your funnel? That's the one thing people are not doing as well. And the reality is that we make these numbers like, I want to make X amount of money. I want to have X amount of clients. But did you really back that number up to how much do you charge for your offers, right? Or what is your freedom number? A lot of people don't even know what a freedom number is. And for people who are listening and they're not sure, the freedom number is the number that allows you to live the life that you want, paying your bills and also putting money aside and having the flexibility and freedom that you want. So be clear on what your freedom number is. Be clear on what you're charging, and is that feasible enough to get you to what you want? I've had people say, well, I want to make $20,000 a month, and their offers are a $27 product.
Yes, that's painful.
And it's painful. So there's not a lot of thinking and strategizing. And this is really a little bit of what I really love to do with clients, really trying to figure out your freedom number, trying to figure out what are your offers? How do you price that? And how do you do it in a way that is valuable to you, but also brings value to the people that you're serving? And then those lagging and leading numbers are the ones that you're going to measure. I have a CEO date on Mondays and Fridays. Non-negotiable. I sit down and I plan out my week. And typically I don't even do it Monday morning anymore. I do it on Sunday night. I'd like to just come to my desk and be ready to go. But I'd like to really be able to see what is coming up. What am I going to need to work on? What are things that I should be aware of? And then at the end of the week, you just go in and you say, okay, where was I? Did I do it? Did I not? Where do I need to improve? How do I need to recalibrate for next week? Do I need to move appointments? Do I need to get more appointments? A lot of people end up looking at their business and the end of the month comes and they're like, oh, I didn't bring all this income. But that's when they're measuring, not on an ongoing basis. And that definitely is to their detriment. So those are the key things that I would definitely encourage individuals to do.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. And as you mentioned, it's all math. I mean, a lot of us hate math, right? Like I'm a numbers geek. And so I don't mind it, but I love to reverse engineer, like, you know, begin with the end in mind and then work backwards of what do I need to get to that ultimate goal? Because that, like you said, is the lagging goal. The leading goals are everything heading towards that number, which you finally want to achieve.
Yeah. And Julie, you know, I heard one of my friends, her name is Tara Garrity, and she was the founder of the Hey Girl You Can Club and Clubhouse in those days. And she talks about how business is mathematical, not magical. And when it comes to math, it's not complicated math. And for as long as we tell ourselves a story that we're not good at math, that I don't like math, I don't know how to do it, we're going to continue to not use math and sit here thinking that by magic, our business goals are going to come to fruition, which they won't be. You need to be able to just create that simple math.
Yeah. Or that we're failing and we don't know why.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're talking strategy, and of course you do podcasting, which I'm very passionate about, but talk to us about how those things connect and why you are where you are with that.
Hey, real quick, it's Julie. I just wanted to say thank you for listening every week. I absolutely adore you and so appreciate your time and your commitment to the show. And I truly love creating free content for you to grow your podcast and your business. And if you want to take our relationship to the next level, I know I would, or you just want to monetize your podcast without ads or sponsorship, hop into my free web class that'll show exactly how. Just go to sevenfigurepodcastbuilder.com/monetize, and I will see you there. Now back to the conversation.
Yeah, you know, when I started my business, and it's going to be next week is going to be 4 years.
Awesome.
I started the business because I was laid off at the beginning of the pandemic. I had been certified as a coach in 2017 and had worked with one person here and there. And I knew that somewhere in the long future, I was going to go into coaching full time. When I was laid off, that future happened right away. And I knew that this is exactly what I wanted to do. I started to build my business. And never did I intend to start a podcast to support my business. That was not the intention. What ended up happening is my husband, he knew that his wife was not only going to be starting a business and had just been laid off, and that although she had been planning this big milestone birthday in April, she was not going to have that big birthday party she was planning. So he said, I better do something to distract her. And he ordered the podcasting equipment. And he said, you're starting a podcast. You've talked about this forever. Why not now? And I thought, oh, I don't know if I could do that. He's like, don't worry about the tech. You do the talking. I'll do the tech. He did sound engineering in college, so it comes very naturally to him. And he figured that was something that he can support me in the business. So we started podcasting and I loved it. It was definitely something that we loved doing, and rapidly, because I had already a good support and a good amount of audience members in some of the different groups in which I was participating in, the podcast started to grow, and immediately we made it into the top 2%, which I didn't know, like, oh, okay. But never thought the podcasting could be that lead generation or that way in which I would grow my business. What I started to do right away, though, to continue to keep the podcast growing, is I started to do podcast guesting. And that started to really put my message out there, get new people to find me, get new people to get to know me, right? And that's what we're looking for as business owners, is attract people, make them aware of ourselves, engage them, create that continued communication, engagement, getting to nurture the relationships, kind of like planting seeds and then watering them. And then it's so easy when you have a relationship with someone and that person has a need. And then you say, hey, by the way, that's what I do, what you need. I can help you with that, right? So the podcast started to create not only a platform for me to bring individuals with and collaborate and network with others, but it also allowed me to put my message out there to be able to kind of stake my claim. This is what I am. This is what I do. This is how I help people. And eventually, the podcast has continued to be a way in which I build my audience, in which I connect and network with others, collaborate with other individuals, and again, grow my brand and authenticity and authority. I think all of us have a message. I have a book. I do speaking engagements. I just did a TED Talk. But ultimately, the podcast is a great way for people to get to know you. And also for individuals who maybe have a message to come and teach your audience as well, because we don't always have the answers. We're always learning. So that's a little bit of what the podcast is. And I love it. My husband, as I started to work with clients, people would say, hey, my husband is not tech. Can I borrow yours? And I said, sure, why not? And then the next thing you know, when we had like the third or fourth client that he was helping with productions, I thought, wait a minute, I would not be a good business person if I didn't think there's something here. And of course, we started to structure it. And now we have over 16 different clients that we edit and do the production for. And it's not just for audio, but it's also for video. And we continue to grow as an agency in helping individuals launch their brand. Some individuals just want us to help them launch, which we are happy to do and get you started, because that was very scary. And I wish I would have had someone like me helping me. Like, how do I do this? What should I get? We've been through so many iterations of our tech just because we didn't have the right resources in the very beginning. So that's a little bit of what we're trying to alleviate for others is, you know, what do you need? And how can you do this in a way that is sustainable? Because that's the other piece of podcasting. Many podcasters have a great message. Many podcasters start gangbusters, but it is something that they end up pod fading for many different reasons. So for those people that really have an important message, we want to allow them to continue to bring their message out without having the exhaustion of having to do the editing or having to do all of the different things that you have to do behind the scenes. So we allow them to, in my motto, do what you do best and delegate the rest.
I love it. And as you mentioned, I mean, podcasting is so powerful and building that relationship, and really probably one of the most intimate ways that people get to know each other in the business world very quickly, and building genuine, authentic relationships, which is passionate, you know, for me. But yeah, no, I echo everything that you said. It's so incredibly powerful, and it's awesome. You know, so many people get in the weeds of it. They're like, oh crap, I didn't realize I had to do all this, right? And you don't have to do it alone, and you don't have to spend a fortune doing it when you have the right strategic people
100%
in place to help you out.
100%. And that's the key, right? I think that as entrepreneurs, it's easy to get caught up. I need this, I need that. And then we end up spending. And by the way, that's the other piece, that when you have the tech taken care of by us, you're also getting the strategy. And I will say to you, hey, what are you supposed to be spending? What is your operational budget? Because by the way, that's the other place where people get in trouble. They might be bringing in revenue, and it's a great net, but their gross is so small because their expenses are through the roof. So we help individuals be able to know, like, sustainably, what should they be spending? What should they be investing in that is going to give them a good bang for their buck, but also help them grow without draining their bank account?
100%. And for people that are thinking of starting a podcast, what would you tell them or what are the first steps for them?
Yeah, you know, the first step is define who your ideal listener is going to be. I think that a lot of people think, I'm going to do a podcast and I'm going to do a podcast on bread, but nobody really wants to talk about the kind of bread that you want to bake, right? So you have to make sure that you really ask the individuals that you want to listen to your show, hey, would you like to listen to a show about this? Would you like to, and find if there is an audience for your message, really refine what your message is going to be, and then start to map that out. That's really the first step. It's not, you know, starting, is not making your cover art, it's not trying to find your intro song. It really is, and that's the same thing with business. Proof your concept first. That is the first and foremost. It's not your logo, it's not your website. Your website is a marketing tool. The graphics, the different things are marketing tools. It is more about putting your offers in what you do and asking people, do you need what I have to offer? And that's where people need to really start.
Absolutely. I love that. And you've accomplished so much in your business, personal life, professionally, corporate, all of that. But how do you define success? What does that look like for you?
You know, success is when I can go to bed at night and I know that the things that I have done are cohesive with my values. For me, service has always been one of the top values that it was instilled in me. My other values are growth, learning, connection. And if I am not really consistent with connecting with others, getting to know people, if I'm not consistent with learning, getting better, if I'm not consistent with also serving others, yes, we need to make a living. We need to pay our bills. But ultimately, for me, success is knowing that at the end of the day, I served someone. I showed up in a way that put something positive out into the world. Because we can have all the money in the bank account. But if you're lonely, if you're alone, if you feel that you are not cohesive and consistent with what you want, then you're not going to have that success. And that's how I define success.
I love that. And it's so true. I mean, we're constantly in a evolution of improvement and helping others, mm-hmm. and it's a constant growth pattern. So yeah, no, I agree 100%. And I'm curious, if you had the attention of the whole world for 5 minutes, what would you tell them?
I think that, you know, this question for me is something that as I podcast, right, it always comes up. As I'm planning my content, as I'm trying to decide how I'm going to use this interview maybe that I shared to really put out there into the world. Number one is we are going to be scared. Being scared is part of the human experience. Number two, take the step. In order to be confident in your life, it's not about the feeling that you have. It's about having the courage to take the step, even though you're scared. And when you start to take the next step, you're going to see like, okay, I think I did it. Or you're going to fall and you're going to say, okay, let me figure out how to not to fall the next time and keep going. That's really what I want people to know. And by the way, that's the message that I wish I would have known so much earlier in life. I was so intent on being perfect, on not showing people that I made mistakes, trying to balance all the things in the world. But making mistakes does not make you a failure. It actually makes you someone that is learning. It makes you the person that is working at figuring out how to do it. And the more that you continue to practice, the better that you get. So yes, if you're listening, competency comes from consistency. Consistency is about taking the step when you don't feel like it and creating that evidence that will help you build your confidence.
I love that. I love that. Absolutely. For people that are listening and thinking, I've got to reach out to Julie, how can they find you and where? How can they work with you?
Yeah, well, the easiest way to find me is you can either go to my website, which is goconfidentlycoaching.com. I'm also Julie DeLuca Collins on all of the platforms. And I love to get DMs telling me, hey, I heard you on such and such, and that was great. I'd love to hear people's takeaway from interviews. So you can connect with me on all of the social media platforms, except X. It's It's a dumpster fire. I'm not in there. But everywhere else, you can reach out, and I'd love to connect with the audience as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Julie. I appreciate you being on today.
Oh, Julie, thank you so much for doing what you do. I think that having this platform is always incredible for individuals to, again, share knowledge and create relationships and continue to grow together.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And if you found value in this episode, please do share it. That's how people find us. And you can find me at sevenfigurebuilder.com. And I will see you on the next episode.
You've been listening to the Seven Figure Builder Show with Julie Baranek. Julie cut her teeth consulting for Fortune 500 companies worldwide. And now she's redirected that knowledge and power to support entrepreneurs like you. She focuses on relationship-based lead generation and the magic of podcasting. If you're looking to elevate your business through storytelling, branding, and efficient systems, well, you found your new home. It's what we do. If you enjoyed the show and got something from it, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find us on Instagram at Seven Figure Builder. Find the website at sevenfigurebuilder.com. And to learn how to automate your podcast with Julie, find that site at sevenfigurepodcastbuilder.com. See you next time on the Seven Figure Builder Show.